most of us are familiar with the peculiarity of Ashrei, that even though there are psukim in alphabetical order, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Arvimcha, B'chol Yom, Gadol, Hashem, Hom, Od, all the way till Tav, there's one letter that's missing, that's the letter Nun. And the reason for this, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara says in Brachos, Dalet, Amen, Beis, Rav Yochanan, Mibnei Ma, Lo, Nemar, Nun, Ba'ashrei, why is there no Nun mentioned in Ashrei? Mibnei, Sheesh, Ba, Ma, Palasam, Shel, Sone, Yisrael. Because it contains an allusion to the downfall of the enemies of Israel, which is really a euphemism for Israel itself. It's referencing the downfall of Kal Yisrael. Because the Pasuk, and now he cites a Pasuk in Amos, and the Pasuk in Amos says, Nafalo Tosif Kum Besulas Yisrael. That the Besula of Yisrael, the Virgin of Yisrael, has fallen, she will rise no more. She is abandoned, none will raise her up. This references, or this prophesizes, the Galus of Malchai Yisrael, the exile of Malchai Yisrael. So since it's something negative, so we don't mention it. But yet, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Afilu Hachi, Chazar David V'samchan Ruach HaKodesh, Nemar Somech Shem L'chol Noflim. Nevertheless, David HaMelech provided support through Ruach HaKodesh. Even though he didn't include a pasuk beginning with the letter Nun, he foresaw the verse that we written by Amos through divine inspiration, through Ruach HaKodesh. And the very next pasuk begins with the letter of Samech. What does he say? Samech Hashem l'chol hanoflim. Hashem upholds those who are fallen. Hashem raises those who are bowed down. That seems a little strange, right? Because on the one hand, don't put the Nun in there because it reminds people that, that we're going to fall, that the Klal Yisrael is going to fall. So we don't want to mention that curse. But now Samech, we're including the Nun. So should we include it? Should we not include it? Why are we including it but only hiding it? Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch has a beautiful explanation. Rav Hirsch, on his explanation of Tehillim, says that, I'll just read a translation. None of the verses begin with letter Nun because, as our sages note, this would have designated Nefila, the falling of man. However, immediately after this omission, David does mention in a way the falling of man, but only in connection with the divine support which prevents the fall. The Lord upholds all those who fall. He views the falling of man as man's own doing. Men fall because of their folly and because of their disobedience towards God. But the ability to remain upright in the midst of all the vicissitudes of life, every moment of health and happiness, of spiritual and physical development and growth, every new free and gladsome breath they owe to the loving kindness of the Lord, who eternally provides for all things living and is ready at all times to grant new life. According to Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, what David HaMelech is trying to teach us is that when we fall, that's our own doing. We have the free will to support Hashem and to praise Hashem, to do mitzvahs, and therefore elevate ourselves, and we have the opportunity to fall. That's free will. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if we fall, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still help us up. And that's what Ashrei is all about. The prayer of Ashrei is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, his kindness to us, so much so that even if we fall on our own accord, that's why we don't mention the Nun, because this Ashrei is about what Hashem does. When we fall, it's on us. Don't blame Hashem. When we distance ourselves from Hashem, it's not Hashem, it's on us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there to help bring us up if we only reach out to Him. That's Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim. Have a wonderful day.